WNST, Towson, Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. It has been a rough week around here, no question about it. Wednesday, one of the hardest days around here with the loss of Tony Siragusa as well as Jalen Ferguson. But we're going to be taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road. We had a stop on Wednesday morning at Fadley's. Two stops this week. We were at Next Phase Cafe with Mayor Brandon Scott. You can find out there's one sports conversation, one crime and policy conversation, all of that at BaltimorePositive.com, out in our repository, as well as out on social media, Twitter and Facebook. We are presented by the Maryland Lottery when we do these Maryland Crab Cake Tours. And I've got the new scratch off to show me that this is like a bigger price. There's no $1 winner here. John Martin joins us now. He is the executive director of all things Maryland Lottery and gaming. We even have a SWARC update for the sports folks. John, first things first, it's been a really eventful, tragic, crazy week or two since you and I got together. Right? World Cup, mini camps, Orioles, and then the loss of a couple of players. I mean, sports has really moved to the forefront here of the news in the last week or two.
Yeah, it really has. And condolences to you personally and professionally, because it had to be quite a roller coaster. Yeah, last time we talked, you were enthusiastic, heading out to Europe. Everything was possible at that point in time.
By the way, thank you for the scarf. I did pick up the scarf. I think you saw the pictures. Yes.
I saw some of the pictures. Good. I'm sure I hopefully kept you warm emotionally as well as physically in your travels. But yeah, then to have the thing kind of, you know, fall apart then, and then clearly the horrific week for Baltimore sports kind of puts all of it in perspective, doesn't it?
It absolutely does. And I just want you to know the scarf you gave me has a permanent resting home at Slancha above the bar. We thought I actually was given a hat later on with the 26th bid on it. I don't know who I'm going to gift the hat to. Yeah, that was very, very disappointing, because I just didn't have my hopes up. I just thought, how are they going to let DC not be a part of this, right? Like, how are they going to keep the capital of the free world out? That was the part that I'm still investigating, trying to figure out what happened with all of that. But you guys have massive jackpots going on right now, right?
You know, like, we are keeping fans like Jen and others extremely busy, because we have not only one, but two $300 million plus jackpots with Powerball and Mega Millions. And I love when this happens, and our players love it as well. It's almost like dueling jackpots. Each time it's back and forth as they climb up the ladder. But hopefully people are playing responsibly, playing with pools. That's a fun thing too. You get your work group together, even though it's virtual maybe, but you get your work group together, everybody puts in a buck, and you have, you know, maybe 20, 30 people in on it, and you see your collective fate. If it can rise and fall as the jackpots rise and fall as well. But lots of fun with that. And
well, I thought of that for you, because I was at Royal Farms down on Key Highway. I needed some gas. This was literally on Wednesday when everything happened. I had been at Fadley's. I had a delicious crab cake. And I was at Royal Farms. And as I was coming out, there was a group of four people, three women and a man. They were clearly workers. They had their little badges on. They were coming from somewhere. And they were walking in, and they were talking about buying lottery tickets on the way in. So I heard that, and I'm like, that's music to John's ears. And I'm like, well, this is what happens when the jackpot says 312 and 350 or wherever it'll be by the time people find it. And maybe they'll find it at zero. Maybe they'll find the jackpot in their pocket if they buy the tickets at Royal Farms, right?
That happens. And, you know, you can think, oh, it never happened to me. But, you know, the reality is, and we know this from experience, that when the jackpots rise like this, you get people who are not your savvy everyday lottery players. So they may not even know what this means. They know what $300 million plus means, but they don't know how to buy a Powerball ticket or a Mega Millions ticket. So there's some comfort in having a group, and maybe one is more experienced than the others in the group, but they shepherd their way through and they find it. And I like nothing better when we have those great stories when people come in all wide-eyed to collect their winnings. And we wish them all the best of luck.
Well, if I win, you won't hear me on the 4th of July. So, you know, I will not, we will not be broadcasting next week if I win. But my wife goes crazy on the jackpots and stuff, but you guys have games all the time. And Roz did set me up with the Show Me, so I want to give you a chance. These are loud and pink. You see these, right? Like, you see, they come right at you. $10,000, Show Me 10 grand. Everybody,
you know,
likes
what?
That.
Not only are they loud and pink, I didn't realize until I was driving in today that today, of course, not when people maybe listen to this, but today as we're doing this is National Pink Day. Did you know that?
I should have worn my pink shirt if I would have.
Well, can you tell?
Oh, look at you. Yeah. There you go.
Just kind of came out. It's in the rotation. I don't have
it's
my wife's
pink
set my clothes
day?
Out.
Who comes up with this? Who makes brother-in-law day and pizza day and donut day. Yeah. Who does this?
Yeah, well, people do, Nestor. And you know what people also do? They buy lottery tickets. And they, and when they buy them, they have great stories to tell. Like the guy who went to buy one pick five ticket, mistakenly bought two. Don't get ahead of me. Yes, the number came in. So now he wins two $25,000 jackpot prizes. Stuff like that happens. Or the postal worker who was having difficult time scanning the package because the zip code was wrong. So they thought, let me take that five-digit zip code and play it today. Bam, winner.
You got a million stories like this, right? Everybody that comes in has something that would have gotten in the way of the 100 grand you're about to write them a check for, right? Like, you know, everybody's like, I wasn't going to go to the store that day, or, you know, I hit a red light and it stopped me and I pulled in, or just something crazy, because that's the way it works. That's the way fate has it, right?
You know what? Exactly. Exactly. That's exactly what happens. It is fate that takes you by the hand and says, do this. Now, you know, you hope they're playing responsibly, and they hope that they, you know, while it is impulsive, that they do have that under control. And yeah, the stories are fun, and we love to hear that they're setting aside money for good causes, like the young couple in Gambrels who won a cash for life prize, second tier prize, which is $1,000 a week for life.
Cash, that's what cash for life means. $1,000 a week. I'm trying to do the math on that. So 1,000 is probably $600 or $700. It's probably 35 grand a year for life, right? Like cash to you, sort of, kind of.
If you choose to do that, they, being a young couple, decided to take the cash option, which they certainly did.
Which is what? How much is that?
About $1 million.
A million now? That's, you got to take the money now, right? Probably, right?
You know, tomorrow's not promised to any one of us, as we found out this week.
Absolutely.
And so, yeah, and good for them, because it accelerated their plans to buying a new house.
They bought their house with it. That's what they say. That's
there,
right.
You go.
Right.
There,
exactly.
Go.
Good idea.
And again, life had had other things in mind for them, but in a positive way. So,
well, you like it when they use
stories
responsibly too, right? I
yeah,
mean, you guys
stories
love the success stories, not the they did something bad with it, right?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's good to see. And I think, you know what, today, in today's day and age, you know, people are smarter. They're more aware of their choices and their options. They get the legal advice or the financial advice that we encourage them to do. You know, once a winner has a winning ticket in their hand, Nestor, you probably know this, they have 182 days. They have 6 months before they need to come forward and cash their prize. Now, human nature says, well, they're going to come in there in the next day, right? But if they have the time, they're patient, they seek out their options, they get some help and assistance, they can make life-altering decisions for themselves and for generations to come. And that's when it works. That's when
I'm smiling and I'm laughing, because all we've been talking about is Lamar Jackson's money, right? The last couple of weeks. And it's like, dude, there's 100, 150. Just take it. Just show up, sign it. You get the money, you get hurt, you're good. Like, there's all of that going on with him, like in a real play of, he's got the ticket. All he's got to do is come, right? Literally. And, but I don't know how quickly, if you win, you run to cash it, but tomorrow is not promised to any of us. Right. So do people tend to, how long do people really wait? They don't wait to the last day. They get their act together for a couple days or a week, and they come find you pretty quickly when they want $1 million. Right.
Oh, absolutely. You know, and you could almost chart the life cycle in these things. You know, especially those that are, you know, multi-million dollar prizes. We don't expect to see them in 24 hours. After about 30 days though, we're starting to think, okay, now's about time. Once it gets past, let's say, the 3 or 4 month mark, and they still have a couple months to go, we get concerned that,
the ticket was in the laundry.
Exactly. Because no one waits to the 11th hour.
No one. Unless it's accidental, right?
Yeah.
But you probably have a case of somebody lost a ticket and it took them all 5.5 months to find it, right?
Oh, sure. And then we also have the stories of people who've lost a ticket and find it on that 183rd day. Yeah. That doesn't work out so well.
Oh, wow. So, there's like laws and stuff about it. You have no flexibility, even though you're a nice guy, right?
No. Hey, I'm not. Maybe I'm wearing the pink shirt.
You're not that nice.
I'm not that nice.
Yeah. No, John Martin is here. He's the executive director of the Maryland Lottery and Gaming. And we got games where the Maryland Crab Cake Tour. I'm going to give a full schedule here because we're putting it together. We're doing 31 crab cakes in 31 days in August. I'm still putting that together, and 31 breweries all over the state, not just in Baltimore. But we're going to do a last few here in the early July. We're going to be at State Fair on the 30th. We're going to be at Costas on the 7th. All of that will be out on social media. We got some great guests coming in, some political guests. We have an election coming up. We have sports seasons happening. We have a lot of change going on in our community. We're monitoring all that. It's all brought to you by the Maryland Lottery in conjunction with our friends at Goodwill Industries and our newest sponsor at Window Nation, where you buy two and you get two free. Give me a SWARC update, a sports gambling update, because I don't – one of the reasons you come on every week or every other week or kind of like that is to keep people abreast of this. You know, gambling on sports in the summer, a little more quiet. But before you know it, it's going to be training camp. There's going to be Lamar. We're going to be playing the Jets on the 11th, first week of September. And I think a lot of people are wondering. Now, you sort of have told us mobile won't be there. You know, Jersey got that. Other places got it. We don't have it yet. We're working on it. But this will be the first time we can kick off a season here where there's going to be a full season for the casinos and the books that are open at this point. You're trying to get the rest of them open. But the real measurement to me, as masks come off and we get some normalcy, will be where is this September to September of next year, right?
Yeah, that's you may have missed it in your travels, being the international kind of superstar that you are. But last week, the governor expressed in no uncertain terms his frustration on behalf of Marylanders that the process was not moving along as quickly as everyone expected it to be. So he was very pointed in his charge to the SWARC to get this thing done. SWARC responded on Thursday with their meeting last week, saying, we acknowledge that, we understand the governor's frustration, but we have a legislative process we're working through. We have a law, and in it, it's very clear that we have to account for racial, ethnic, and gender opportunities and diversification in seats at the table to participate. And commissioned an industry analysis to look at those measures and see if it was adequately in place. So, you know, there's a lot of that going on. We at the Maryland Lottery decided this is a good time to open up our e-licensing, our portal on the website. So the news that we put forth last week was, while SWARC still is working through the regulations and application, any individual or company who wants to participate in the other retail locations that are going to be competitively bid or the mobile licenses that are going to be available can come to us with their information. We'll start taking their applications. We'll start processing the information because it is a parallel process. There's a SWARC application. There's a lottery application. You need to do both. There's no reason for us to sit and wait while SWARC is still working through. Let's get this thing going. And so started last Friday. We've got a nice steady following of people coming to us, asking questions, beginning the process. And we want to make sure that, especially for those small businesses, that they get every advantage they can to get their information in and be ready to go. Does that mean we're ready by kickoff on September 8th? Maybe, maybe not. We still have to get SWARC to put their regulation application together. They're meeting next Wednesday, the 29th. Optimism reigns that on the 29th, they may look at some draft regulations, some draft applications, and slowly start to move forward on that. Meanwhile, we've got pedal to the metal. We're working through as fast as we can on the financial backgrounds, the criminal background checks, the integrity, the good character, the things we need to do to qualify applicants. So when SWARC,
well, we want to do this thing fast, but we want to vet people, right? Like, so there's,
you have to.
Literally, if it happens too fast, it feels like hokey pokey, right? I mean, it feels like you could do more to vet this, right? I mean, you can always do a little bit more, especially when these are the kinds of licenses that are millions of dollars. They involve integrity, all these things you're talking about. But once they're under the rope and in, they're in. And you need to make sure that once they're in for good. And I know there'll be more regulations and more oversight that goes on with all this. But the first one's the most important one. It really is.
And there are jurisdictions that are all over the country that have maybe stubbed their toe a little bit. Most recently, not to take shots at them because it could easily come back to us. Most recently in Colorado, they realized that, whoops, maybe they moved a little too quickly on some things. They have nearly, I believe, 28 licenses in place. So now they got to do a little backpedaling. Nobody wants to do that. You're right. Once you're in, you're in. You want to get started. You want
Let's
to
have clean. No embarrassments. If the embarrassment is a month too long and it goes right, that's not embarrassing. That's due diligence is what that is.
Exactly. So it is going to be, here we are wrapping up the end of June. You're right. You know, training camp next month. So we're still in that soft spot in sports wagering schedule until the kickoff of the NFL season.
I'm not betting on preseason games, just so you know. I'm not that guy.
No.
I'll play the lottery.
Good. So the hope is, sometime before the football season is out in 2022, the governor would like it to be September 8th. A lot's got to happen. My hope is we can get somebody up and running during the season. And be in good shape come playoffs and Super Bowl going into 2023.
All right. Show me $10,000 scratch-offs. I've got these next week at State Fair. We'll be at State Fair from 2 until 5 on the 30th, then back at Costas from 2 until 5 the following week on the 7th after the 4th of July, after I go to the beer garden at the Heritage Fair in Dundalk, as I always do. John Martin represents the Maryland Lottery. He's here each and every week trying to explain the games, trying to certainly explain the sports wagering side of what's happening as we get into football season. Hey, I always appreciate the visits. It's always good to drop by and say hello. By the way, this thing's a big hit. Anything with the Maryland flag on it, this is my koozie. This is my tailgating koozie for when I go down to Merriweather and do other things. So I like that. All of my furniture has this now on, so they know where I'm from.
Like that. I like that a lot. You know, I need to get one of those. Where? How did you get one?
I know people at the Maryland Lottery in gaming. I have friends that take a guy named Doug, if you know him, he's down the hallway. Make sure you find him. John Martin is here. He will be there. You can find him out on the front of BaltimorePositive.com as well. Big jackpots. Get out there. Don't wait until you hear this and the jackpot's gone. Get on out to our ROFOs, our WISE, anywhere you buy your Maryland Lottery tickets, and make sure you're doing your second chances as well. I had to check my second chances on some scratch-offs that my wife and her sister got a couple weeks ago around here. John, we'll see you next week, all right? Take care. Not the 4th. You'll have a 4th next weekend. We'll get together before the 4th.
Oh, we've got time. Yeah. Thanks again, Nestor. Talk to you soon.
John Martin, Maryland Lottery and Gaming joining us here. We're taking the Maryland Crab Cake Tour back out on the road the next few weeks. We'll have a few more stops and then every day, minus the French fries, add the salad and make sure I don't have any non-fat related vegetables for me during the month of August. I'm Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.